Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 36, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yeah, better put it a little larger with the Roman script, because the Devanagari is not very well. Well, many here cannot read that. If unable to do so just now, let's just leave it. Can everyone see that? If not, you can find it on your phone, presumably. Okay, let's leave it like that then. Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Abhikshnashaha, Smaranti, Nandanti, Tava, Ihitam, Janaha, Te, Eva, Pashyanti, Achirena, Tavakam, Bhava, Pravaha, Uparamam, Pada, Ambujam, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinantya Bhikshnashaha. Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha. Ta eva pashyancha chirena tavakam. Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasha. Smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha. Ta eva pashyantya chirena tavakam. Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Someone else, please chant. Someone, anyone? Pundarik Prabhu? Shrinvanti Grinanti Grinanti Abhikshnasha. Tinandanti Tavehitam Janaha. Eva pashyanta chirena tavakam. Pravaho paramam padambujam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasha. Smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha. Ta eva pashyanta chirena tavakam. Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasha. Smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha. Sa eva pashyanta chirena tavakam. Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasha. Smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha. Seva Pashanta Chirena Tavakam Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padam Bhujam. Ladies, please. Shrinvanti Gayanti Granantya Bhikshasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Taeva Pashyanta Chirena Tavakam Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padambujam. Shrinvanti Gayanti Granantya Bhikshnasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Saeva Pashyanta Chirena Tavakam Shrinvanti Here Gayanti Chant Granati Take Abhikshnachaha Continuously Smaranti Remember Nandanti Take pleasure Tava Your Ihitam Activities Janaha People in general Te They Eva Certainly Pashyanti Can see Achirena Very soon Tavakam Your Bhava Pravaha The current of rebirth Uparamam Cessation Pada Ambujam Lotus feet This is Queen Kunti speaking to Lord Krishna O Krishna Those who continuously hear, chant and repeat Your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so. Certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Sri Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe, not everyone could see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Shishupal were highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with hearing about the Lord from the right sources. The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literatures which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc., by the people in general, but in spite of such hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such devotional service does not see the Lord eye to eye. The reason is that the first item, Shravan, is very important. If hearing is from the right sources, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualifications, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. Therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way. There are different transcendental activities of the Lord, and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result, providing the hearing process is perfect. In the Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord begin from his dealings with the Pandavas. There are many other pastimes of the Lord in connection with his dealings with the Asuras and others. And in the 10th canto, the sublime dealings with his conjugal associates, the gopis, as well as with his married wives at Dwaraka, are mentioned. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference in the transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes people in an unauthorized hearing process take more interest in hearing about his dealings with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates the lusty feelings of the hearer. So a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such hearings. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other scriptures, and that will help the hearer attain perfection by progressive development. One should not therefore consider that his dealings with the Pandavas are less important than his dealings with the gopis. We must always remember that the Lord is always transcendental to all mundane attachment. In all the above-mentioned dealings of the Lord, he is the hero in all circumstances. And hearing about him or about his devotees or combatants is conducive to spiritual life. It is said that the Vedas and Puranas, etc., are all made to revive our lost relation with him. Hearing of all these scriptures is essential. Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Abhikshnasha, Smaranti, Nandanti, Tave Hitang Janaha, Ta Eva Pashyantya Chirena Tavakam, Bhava Pravaho, Paramam Padambujam. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Shrestham Manumapi Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atah Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakaritam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Welcome everyone to this Shravan Kirtan camp, of which the verse we just read can be understood to be the purpose. Thank you to all who have worked very hard and are still working hard to make this camp possible, and to all who have donated to make it possible, because Everything runs on by the mercy of Krishna, and still there are certain laws and machinations of the material energy, and one of them in the modern age is that nothing goes on without money. What is the point? What is the point of a lot of the things people do? It's money. It seems to be an end in itself. But our aim here is to hear and chant about Krishna and to take pleasure in others doing so. It's a shared pleasure. It's naturally a matter of pleasure to hear and chant about and remember Krishna, because Krishna is always joyful. And if we link with Krishna by the linking process of devotional service, then naturally we become joyful. We can understand that just from a mundane example, association, the power of association. If you hang out with miserable people, it will affect your mood, unless you're by nature always bubbly, but you need bubbly people to interact with. Otherwise, you'll lose your enthusiasm after some time. That's a negative example. And if it's a positive example, if you're in the association of positive people who have positive energy, you know, confident and happy, then we'll also be like that. So Krishna is the supreme positive person, and if we associate with him by hearing and chanting about him, then the natural result is that we will be happy. One of Srila Prabhupada's most famous sayings, summarizing the whole process of Krishna consciousness, in a nutshell: chant Hare Krishna and be happy. If we actually chant Hare Krishna, then we'll actually be happy. That's one of the orders of the spiritual master in our movement. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna, and no one is allowed not to be happy, because Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Nandanti, they take pleasure. These activities, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna. Grinanti, Srila Prabhupada has given here, take. He's given the word-for-word translation. We have elsewhere in Bhagavatam that Shinvatang Shadhya Nityam, where's the next line? Grinatas Chasvacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirghena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. So that Grina verb comes again. If we always hear faithfully about Krishna, Shinvatang Shadhaya Nityam Grinatas Cha Svacheshtitam, and we accept that, making our own effort. It's not hearing in the sense that if we go out in the main street, the high street, I suppose it's called in this country, in Canterbury at midday, then we'll hear the sound of the traffic. But it's not something that we consciously try to hear, it's just there. So we can also sit in a Bhagavatam class and superficially hear it, but be turned off, our attention elsewhere. So to grinatas means to accept, to take it. Cha svacheshtitam, if we have to make our own effort to hear it, to understand it, to absorb it. And shrinvatang shodhaya, with faith. We're not trying to understand this in a secular academic way, but we are approaching the Bhagavatam in a humble mood, wanting to, or with the faith that this is what I need to hear, and I have to try to absorb that, try to understand it. It's a matter for the intelligence also, even though we say it's not a mundane academic, it's not a secular academic activity to understand the Bhagavatam, but it's an intellectual activity. We see Jiva Goswami especially has analyzed the Bhagavatam topics in great detail, systematizing them for the sake of understanding them as they should be understood. So Gurnatashchas Vacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirghena, within not a very long time, Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, the Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will enter within our heart. Now, of course, he's already there, but we don't notice him. He'll manifest. He'll make his presence apparent to us. So this Shrinvatam Shraddhaya Nityam. It's a parallel verse, not exactly parallel, but a cognate topic, which comes up in the second canto of Bhagavatam. And throughout the Bhagavatam, we have verses like this encouraging us to hear about Krishna. This is spoken by Kunti Devi to Krishna directly. And same thing, Pashantya Chirena, Kalena Nati Dirghena. This verse from the second canto says that in not a very long time. And here also, Kunti Devi says, Pashantya Chirena. Achirena means again, not a long time. This is the promise of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is the purpose of this festival, hearing about and chanting about Krishna. We'll learn at the beginning of the Bhagavatam second canto, the beginning of Shukadev Goswami's instructions, that materialistic people have many, many things to hear about, but they don't like to think about or see the real thing that they really need to know. What is that verse? Anyone? Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nirnang Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. There are many, many subjects for people to hear about in human society, but then people who are simply attached to family life or the prospect of being happy in this material world don't like even to think about the thing they really need to know is who they are, is the beginning topic. Atma Tattva begins with the topics of the Atma, the self, begin with topics of who I am. And then, who is the supreme Atma, Paramatma, and what is our relationship? But they are not interested at all. Yesterday, I was doing something which probably no less than a billion people in the world do every day, which wasn't done previously. It's a great contribution of modern society that you can scroll through suggested videos to watch on YouTube. So I was doing that and I saw all kinds of interesting things about this material world and who is funding Russia's war effort, and then secrets of the KGB, non-fiction, very interesting things. There are many, many interesting things about this material world. Yesterday I saw for the first time also, and I got from the back of Ashim's car, a cartoon booklet called Horrible Science. I thought, well, that's what I always thought science was, horrible. It's an educational booklet which tries to make science appealing to children who naturally are not very interested in science. And in an amusing, entertaining way, they put forward topics of science and what is traction and what is friction and who is Emmanuel something Brunel. What's his second name? Any idea? I don't know. I couldn't. Kingdom. Oh, all right. Sounds very impressive. I also learned that he's the second greatest Englishman in history, after you know who. Who else but Winston Churchill? Anyway, you're all, those of you who happen to be English here are all much better than them, although not recognized by the people in general, because they are apashyatam atma tattvam griheshu grihamedhinam. They are absorbed in materialistic subjects and don't realize the importance of atma tattva, topics of the self. We also, living in this world as we are, in our present bodies, which we take very seriously, although they're just here today, gone tomorrow, we also take this world seriously. We have to some extent. For instance, if we conclude that nothing in this world is very important, therefore I don't have to look at the oncoming traffic when I'm crossing the road, then we're likely to have our body mangled under a truck or some other similar accident. So we have to be cognizant of this world while we're in it. And a lot of our attention, a huge amount of our attention, goes to this material world and even just maintaining the material body. And as it gets older, there seems to be inverse proportion of whatever it's called. I wasn't very good at science school. That you spend more time as you get older looking after your body just to keep it working, just like an old car. Sometimes people say, just get rid of that junk car, get a new car, because you spend so much time and so much money just repairing it all the time. So it's like that. We have to spend so much energy just to do things which we don't even think about when we're younger, just to maintain the body. And at some point in time we have to get a new car because it just doesn't work anymore. So much attention goes to this material world, even for persons who are set on coming out of this material world. Some of them may go to the forest or jungle and sit in a cave so as to be free from all the distractions of this material world as far as possible. Because you might be sitting in a cave and then there's a stalagmite above you and there's a drop of water dropping on your head, and which disturbs your meditation. You just can't say. And then you move a little bit over and then a pool of water comes. And what to speak of our mind? Wherever you go, the mind goes with you. So We can't avoid this material world, but at the same time, the same time, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to divert our attention to that world where everything is blissful. The Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Bhikshnasha, the constant hearing about and chanting about and remembering and accepting Krishna is a natural function, as much as at the present we perceive it to be a natural function to be concerned with our material bodies. In the spiritual world, kata ganam natyam gamanam apivanshi priyasaki. In the spiritual world, speaking is singing, walking is dancing, and the constant pleasing companion everywhere is heard, the sound of Krishna's celebrated transcendental flute. So in this camp, Shravan Kirtan camp, we are here to hear and chant about Krishna, at least for 3 days. Let us try to be absorbed in that. And some of you, especially those who are absorbed in the management of this festival, you'll be busily thinking about how to get things and devotees from here to there, and worrying about keeping things clean and keeping the authorities pacified, and is there enough salt to put in the sabji, and don't put too much salt in the sabji. But it's all Krishna's service. It's Vaishnava seva. It's all connected with Krishna. In this way, everything can be connected with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada wanted to make communities in which we live in this world with Krishna in the center. We do our eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, which are bodily, materialistic functions, in relation with Krishna. Eating, sleeping, mating, yes, that's also to be done in relation with Krishna. And defending, defending, we're going to fight, well, if necessary, but apart from that, defending also means, can encompass activities like building houses to defend ourselves from the cold and the rain. It's actually the word is bhaya, isn't it, in the Sanskrit verse, ahara nidra bhaya maitun. And yeah, from predators, you don't have in this country snakes, but in the village projects we have in India, the human population of India is 1 billion plus, and the snake population is quite a few million, probably, although there hasn't been a census done. But plenty of dangerous snakes, so you have to be cognizant of them. In this country, what? I don't think there are any dangerous animals, are there? Are there? Maybe some bulldogs or Doberman pinschers. Of course, the most dangerous species on this planet is Homo sapiens. They're very dangerous. It can be. I saw in someone's house. Who's at your house? It says, don't open the door. If someone knocks at the door, unknown person, 4 things you have to do. Ask their name, see their identity card, check it on the internet to see if it's actually a bona fide. And then if you're not sure, don't open the door. Just to open the door to someone. You know, so, living in fear. The advanced civilization means the more advanced the civilization, the more the fear quotient increases. It seems like that. Primitive people, if they have houses, they leave their doors open. Nothing to steal. Who's going to steal it? Everyone's a known person. So, the point I'm making is we have to be cognizant of this world, and there's some measure of defending is there, even in Krishna consciousness, even in Krishna conscious communities. But the whole community is made with Krishna in the center so that everyone can conjointly cultivate Krishna consciousness. So we're trying to make that for 3 days at least. Let us have this atmosphere. I often find in these Shravan Kirtan camps that I've been attending for quite a few years now, that those who appreciate it most are the Grihastha devotees who are not living in Vaishnava communities, because those who are living in Vaishnava communities, Grihasthas and Brahmacharis, for them it's their daily activity. They come together every morning, get up early in the morning, and have a full morning program, full evening program, and during the day they engage in activities directly connected with Krishna consciousness. But for Grihastha devotees, the way of life in contemporary society means that you're not allowed to cultivate Krishna consciousness in your workplace. You're there to work. You have to, in your workplace, it's sarvadhaman parityaja mam ekam sharanam rajati, or boss, not to Krishna. You're expected to give every ounce of your energy. You're supposed to come, you're getting paid, and it's okay, it's reasonable in one sense. We can understand that from the economic point of view, but it's not conducive to Krishna consciousness. They might allow you to put a picture of Krishna on your desk if someone else can't see it. You could ask for time off to do Gayatri if you have to be brahmanically initiated, on the basis that, well, you have to give the Muslims time for their namaz, so why not us? That's a thought. You could try that. But the whole society is set up for money, basically. Everyone's busy. How do we make money? We have to have enough money to live. In Krishna consciousness, we want to center our lives on hearing and chanting about Krishna consciousness, about Krishna, and repeating his transcendental activities. And we want to see others take pleasure in doing so. So our Shravan Kirtan camp is not just within the camp, within this building which was built in 1916 to train soldiers in certain aspects of the war that they were just about to be shipped over the English Channel. On this side we call it the English Channel. I don't know what the French call it. They probably call it the Channel de Français or something like that. Anyway, they were to be shipped over to the other side of the English Channel to either get their heads or arms or legs blown off or do that to the Germans. That was the point of this building being built, and now it's being used for chanting Hare Krishna, which is better usage. No doubt it's been used for many other things previously, many kinds of parties and cultural and religious programs. This is nothing unusual for them to see people dressed in an unusual style. No doubt they're used to that, because you get all kinds of things in multicultural Britain. Nowadays, generally, these gatherings to glorify Krishna, religious gatherings, they can be held anywhere, and wherever that is held, that becomes a holy place. But particularly holy places are recommended for that. We see that Parikshit Maharaj, to hear he didn't specifically go to hear the Bhagavatam, but he went to the bank of the Ganga or Yamuna to leave this world, and Shukdev spoke there, at the place that is now called Shugtal. And the sages of Naimisharanya, who heard this, they went to Naimisharanya because it's a holy place. Generally, from the Vedic perspective, anywhere out of India is not considered very holy. It's called Mlecha Desh. But from the English religious and cultural perspective, Canterbury is a centrally important part of British religious history and culture. The cathedral here has been the main seat of the Church of England since its inception, and the cathedral was here even before there was any Church of England. It was just the church before Henry VIII took the bold move of breaking from Rome. Historically also, this Canterbury, and specifically the cathedral, is the site of one of the most significant political murders in the history of England. About, how long ago was it? About, maybe 800 years ago, something. Does anyone know? Thomas à Becket was murdered. Is it? So that would be 900 years, on the orders of Henry II. Something like that. And it was a great pilgrimage place on because people used to go to see the place where Thomas à Becket was killed, and then the king stopped them going there. So a lot of politics also, religion. It's not always the bright side. There's always some politics and machinations and this and that. And we see also in our movement, and it's practically unavoidable, there'll be some less palatable dealings, if we want to speak euphemistically. Even there have been murders. Sorry to say, that is the history. We can't erase the history. We didn't work out yet how to reel back in time and play it forward the way we'd like it to do so. But at the same time, despite all the less palatable facets of Christianity and the Church of England and any other church, it's also a place, the cathedral, where generations of people have come to pray and feel their closeness to God. So similarly, in our movement, there are many things which we would prefer weren't like that, but at the same time, there is facility for Shrinvanti Gayanti Grananti Abhikshnasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehi Kamjanaha. There is facility for hearing and chanting about and remembering Krishna, and for giving others also the opportunity to do so. So at this festival, let us become absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Shravan and Kirtan, these are the two central activities of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada in this purport very much underlines the hearing process, or stresses the importance of. He says that without proper hearing, the other processes will not be done properly. But if we hear properly, then all the other processes will automatically follow from that. How important is the hearing process? So even chanting requires hearing. Otherwise, we can chant Hare Krishna offensively. If we do so, then bahujanna kare jadi shravan kirtan tabuta napai Krishna pade prema dhan. if we go on chanting Hare Krishna offensively, then even after many lifetimes we will not attain to love of Krishna. So here Kunti Devi says that those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your, Krishna's, transcendental activities, take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet. And Acharyana in the Sanskrit is said, very soon they see the lotus feet of Krishna. But then we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we can go on with this hearing and chanting for many, many lifetimes and not attain love of Krishna if we are offensive. So we have to hear also. The hearing will direct our consciousness in such a way. It will mold our consciousness in such a way that we will be able to chant offenselessly. When we have to hear who we are eternal servants of Krishna. We're only meant for serving Krishna. We're not supposed to chant the holy name as a musical entertainment, for instance. We may do so and we'll get some benefit, but we won't get the full benefit of chanting in the mood of a helpless servant, praying out, calling out for Krishna's mercy. So this is the mood that we want to cultivate during this camp and actually throughout our lives. But at least for these 3 days, let us do so. Shravan and Kirtan, there'll be plenty of Shravan, plenty of Kirtan. We can pray for the mercy of Krishna to descend upon us in the form of his holy name. Sometimes it happens. We can't demand it, but sometimes Krishna manifests himself to everyone in the course of a kirtan, and then everyone just forgets their minds and their bodies and their homes and their problems, and there's only the holy name, and everyone is completely absorbed, and it's complete bliss, but you just can't turn it on by a switch. When there's a great endeavor to serve Krishna, we're very much surrendered to Krishna, and we collectively serve Krishna with great endeavor, then sometimes Krishna, in the form of his holy name, he pours the mercy on everyone. And there are instances of that. Several instances. One time in New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada just revealed the bliss of the spiritual world to everyone present in the course of a kirtan, and everyone was just transported in ecstasy during the kirtan. And that was again experienced after the marathon 1976 to produce 18 of Srila Prabhupada's books in 2 months, which when Srila Prabhupada told Rameshwar to do that, his immediate realistic response was, what? Impossible! Srila Prabhupada's response, they're walking on the beach, Srila Prabhupada stopped, put his cane in the sand. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Rameshwar's spiritual life was on the line. If he didn't accept it, he was finished. If he accepted it, he had to do the impossible. He did the impossible. He and the whole team. And when they'd actually done it, and the 18 books were on the altar in Los Angeles, Rukmini Dwarkadish Temple, Mangalarti, which many of the devotees hadn't been to for 2 months, because they were eating very little, sleeping very little, and working for 2 months. Then at the end, Mangalarti, what a kirtan! Prabhupada's mercy showering on everyone. We may have some experience We have to really, if we really give ourselves to Krishna, then the mercy of the holy name descends upon us. It's not a matter of musical techniques or sweet voices we want. Krishna likes to hear sweet voices. He likes if we can play very nice musical techniques, but his mercy doesn't depend on these things. So if we're so fortunate, some glimpse of Krishna's mercy will descend upon us in kirtan that we have to chant with full heart, chant and dance, chanting and dancing. You can all dance as much as you can. I won't be dancing very much because it seems my machine, it's had better days. So the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak and the bones are cranky. So those of you who are young, you can reach up as high as you can, jump high in the kirtan, bang the drum and chant. Everyone can chant from the heart, whether the body is cooperating or not. We want to create an atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. The main thing is to hear and chant about Krishna in a sincere mood of service to Krishna, but other things help also. So we'd like